station, 97.7.
We welcome you to our local music show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. We call it The Grassroots Show. And we are back, Bob in Utah, with you here tonight. Good evening, Utah Burgess.
Good evening, Bob. And we are now on the backside of 600 episodes, heading towards late 600s.
Infamy.
Yeah, infamy. There you go. Cash and or prizes.
That's right.
Yeah. Call another radio station. Tell them you won.
We are brought to you in part by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, and we thank Jim Harpell and his staff and all the great work they're doing down there and music that you're hearing here. And well, yeah, you might as well say they are the studio that presented the Grassy Award-winning band, The Rumble. That's where they record.
Oh, man, I'm trying to remember the name of the song. I've been listening to a recent song of theirs, actually, quite a bit over the holidays. I think it was called Better Off, maybe.
Okay.
Is that ring a bell? But yeah, no, jamming.
Yeah. And, of course, King of Everything was the winning Grassy Award act, or song, that is, and will be until the Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival.
We're barreling towards the Band Jam already. It's pretty crazy. And going back a step to the Rumble, yeah, we're just a couple of weeks away from doing a show with them, Noble Hops and the Rumble, up at Heroes in Katanning. So invite you all to come out and check that out. It's going to be one of those packed old school rock and roll shows.
Yeah, I love those, no doubt. Well, of course, the Band Jam, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd this year at Cooper's Lake Campground. And you'll be able to get tickets soon for that as well. But make your plans. We've got lots of great acts going to be coming your way for another fun time in the Slippery Rock area.
Oh, yeah. It's I don't even remember what year it'll be, but I think we started in 2013, a year after we'd been going a year, I think, with this show.
So this will be the 12th edition, but not 12th annual, right? Because we had to skip a year?
Yeah, we skipped a year for COVID.
Is that what it works out to be?
I don't know.
It's somewhere Lucky 13, something like that.
We've been doing it a while.
We've been having a lot of fun for a number of years. Yeah. We hope you'll be a part of it as well at the Band Jam at Cooper's Lake Campground. Something a little closer that you can be a part of is a very, very fun event that Shady Lady Productions has been doing longer than the Grassroots Show has been around. And that is your marquee show for Shady Lady Productions, the Southern Fried Rock Show. And it's coming to Main Street, downtown Butler.
How about that? The Penn Theater. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I reached out to them, and it's been great working with them so far. So really appreciative of that. And obviously they want to make things happen there. So looking forward to that. I think there's been some changes there in who's doing what and who's in charge of this and that, but probably all for the better. And looking forward to it. And I'll tell you right now, this is heading towards a sellout. So if this is a show you want to come to, I recommend you get on it. Don't wait to get tickets. It'll be February 1st. And headliner Gary Burke III is going to be headlining that show. And we've got the Shiners on the bill as well. And then Noble Hops will be opening things up at this point. So
be a great night of music, no doubt about it. And it's just a fun atmosphere at the Penn. If you've not checked out the Penn yet, you're missing out. This is your opportunity to be down there and take a fun evening. But it's nice. It's nice and comfortable. It's got fantastic sound, and it's a vintage old theater.
And plus, there's a lot of cool businesses there on Main Street, Butler. So come into town, grab yourself a couple brewskis, get some dinner, walk on over to the Penn, and enjoy a great show.
Yeah, you usually can pop over to Cummings and get yourself great coffee during the day.
Yes, you can. It's right across the road.
Yeah, so there you go. There's one of our other sponsors of show here tonight. So yeah, Southern Fried Rock Show again. Get your tickets where for February 1st?
You can go to the event page, or you can go to shadyladyproductions.com, and you can go to penntheater.org, and you should be links all over the place. We utilize TicketLeap. You can search TicketLeap as well. So,
and it's very convenient and easy, and not Ticketmaster charges, my friends.
No, not even close.
So it'll be worth your time. And a lot of parking downtown too.
I think it was you that told me a crazy story about buying tickets recently, and the fee was as much or more than the tickets or something.
It was going to be more than what the tickets were. So it was like
it's ridiculous.
It's absurd. And it's only getting worse. And I mean, we're going to do something about it, and nothing's done about it.
So. All right, let's not take the show off the rails.
That's right. Let's just stay local and save our money.
Exactly. There you go.
And you get to hear some great local music and bands that literally we're hearing stories of bands that, you know, we're going to have a visit with Megan Pennington here tonight of Moonshine Jasmine and Starfire Radio, which is now evolving into Starfire Media, but reaching out across the world. And don't we have local bands doing just that? Getting spotted in other locales, and you're missing out on, if you're not going to a local show, you're missing out on them.
Yeah, that's the best value for your entertainment dollar.
Yeah. For example, the band Sour Mash, who we play a lot here. We had talked last year in 2024 how they made the Hit Tracks top 10 at one point, and then Hit Tracks ended up putting out their year-end edition on Christmas Eve of the Hit Tracks Top 100. And this is fantastic because they're one of them. And I mean, you know, top overall was Joe Bonamassa, followed by Walter Trout, because obviously these folks like guitar players and some bluesy stuff. David Gilmour, John Anderson and his band, which is the Band Geeks. He's of Yes. You've got Eddie Vedder in there from Pearl Jam, the Black Keys, Grace Bowers, who, if you haven't checked her out, look out, and a whole bunch more. And there's Sour Mash in there.
A band from the AK Valley.
Right. It's awesome. Awesome. Pretty so cool. It shows you that good music will be found no matter where you are.
Yes, and I think I was showing you a list from a station up Corey Way, and they did their top 98, and our friend Monica Lewis cracked hit number 10.
Yeah.
And it's like she's there with the 311 and Green Day and Linkin Park and all kinds of Green Day. I mean, yeah, Sublime, Hardy, Papa Roach, and then there's her song, I Miss You Anyway, sitting there at number 10.
How about that? And you got a chance to see her at the Singer-Songwriter in the Round at the Band Jam last year. So there's a lot of great music. We like to brag about it, but there's solid evidence right there that people are responding to some of these local musicians we're featuring. So it's what it's all about, friends. We're just here to share the story, and we're going to share Megan Pennington's story coming up. But first, we've got some songs to get to, and going to dig out a band that I came across. I was reading a story about them, and they're evolving right now, but we're going to dig out a song from 2 years ago when it was just two of the band members really doing a lot of the work. But they're now a four-piece, but they're an old-school kind of bluegrass band that blends a lot of different genres, and I love their slogan, "We're wolves, we play bluegrass, it gets weird." I like that. It's intriguing.
There you go. Yeah, you might have to check that out.
Yeah. But they're called the Wolf Tones, and this was primarily 2 years ago when Joe Depp on banjo and Patrick Vereen on guitar and keys, and they've added two members now, Dave Nemo and Archie Cortez. But they're the Wolf Tones, and this is a song called Down the Road from them.
Awesome. And hey, we got a new single from our friend Kurt Ziegler over the holidays as well. And Kurt's been amassing a lot of streams.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you follow his post or not, but all of a sudden, wow, dude, you're getting some notice on some of your music, which is really cool. But yeah, brand new one here. He sent her away, and it's called With You. And so we'll throw that on after the Wolf Tones.
It's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions. And our again thanks to the Meat Locker Recording Studio presenting this segment.
Down the road, just a mile or two, lives a gal named Pearly Blue. About this high and her hair is brown, prettiest thing boys in this town. Get my gal on the line, you'll find me there most any time. Now every day and Sunday too, I go to see my Pearly Blue. Before you hear the rooster crow, you'll see me headed down. Thank you. get the blues. I walk the soles right off my shoes. Don't know why I love her so. That gal of mine lives down the road.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity. ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. We appreciate you tuning in tonight to local music. This segment brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service, four locations around the Butler area to serve you, including their Main Street location, which has been an institution in downtown Butler for many generations, well over 100 years, a century of Cummings Candy.
About you and I combined in age.
That's right.
Yeah, think about that.
That's right.
I think we were comparing ailments over the holidays. So.
Well, we are glad you've joined us here on the new year and one of our, well, first guests of the year. Of course, officially, it was Rocky Lamondi. The way the schedule played out, he usually visits on New Year's Eve, but it didn't fall on a Sunday. So we are excited to have a very familiar face and voice. You may have seen her at the Band Jam performing or helping. You maybe have seen her doing her own thing as well. We're talking to Megan Pennington tonight from Starfire Radio, and she's assisted with Shady Lady and more. It's good to see you again, Megan.
Oh, what a pleasure it is to be here with you guys. I always love stopping down to 97.7. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're going to talk about some new tunes for Moonshine Jasmine. You guys recently released a new album. You're going to do a couple tunes in studio as well. So a lot going on and some changes with your Starfire Radio. It's actually Starfire Media now.
That's right. As of November 27th, we have dropped the radio station and we are now a media company, Starfire Media LLC. We provide opportunities for musicians to find ways to make money and get connected with other musicians who like making money, you know. So we now have a podcast network where you can listen at your convenience to the shows, no radio involvement, and we do all sorts of things. So, you know, I tell people, hey, you want a good gig, you go contact Utah. He's a really good talent company that'll book you.
Well, I was going to say, hold on a minute here. You know the secret to making money in the local music scene?
No, I know the secret to getting you to the people who do.
Okay. Wow.
Man, I'm broke, but I'll tell you who can make you rich.
My ears perked right up. I almost had to take my headphones off.
No, we're just that network. We're the middleman, if you will.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is cool. I mean, you think about last week's show. We were talking to Rocky Lamondi, music from the 412. We've got Bill Damiano with Build the Scene, and of course, he's involved in that. You're just another angle in this music scene where there's a platform for a lot of voices,
right,
which is really awesome.
Right, and I have been very blessed to meet a lot of really amazing people, and I'm learning as time goes on, because we're, you know, purely based on podcast, we are all over the world. I've met musicians that were from Bethel Park, from Shaler, that are now in bigger venues, avenues, doing really big things. I met a singing ventriloquist who grew up in Bethel Park, who is now a Las Vegas resident, and she hit me up, wanted to be on one of my shows, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I'm now really good friends with a young lady named April Brucker, who is so talented, and it's just so crazy to see the reach that our music scene has had on the global scale, and I'm really glad to like have my hand in that, not just in Pittsburgh, but around the world.
Well, there's a guest we could have on the radio, a singing ventriloquist.
Oh, that's How would that go over? Nowadays, Starfire has a video option to watch videos or to watch a podcast, and it is solely because of April Brucker and her friend Mae Wilson. Yeah.
So what you're saying is we on the radio end of this thing are really behind the times. But that's, you know, and I think that tells you a lot about this area and the people that are here, whether it's currently or in the past. People that leave are still connected, and they don't forget about this area.
Right.
And I think that's a great example of that, how she came back and found you. And I'm sure there's a lot of other musicians like that because you're hitting people around the world now.
Yeah, and it you know, there are people that I've met who were born and raised in, say, like Jamaica, who were heavy working in the Kingston music scene, who were like, you know what, no, I really like Pittsburgh. I'm going to stay here and make my reggae here and go back when I want to. So, like, we're even drawing people from other parts of the world to come and, like, call Pittsburgh and Butler and this area home, which, you know, it's because of guys like us, like you guys, you know, all the people that are putting that hard work into the music scene that make it possible. I've always said that in the next couple of years, we're going to be, comparable to Nashville, if not better, but I didn't say that out loud.
Well, it's a nice dream to have.
Yes.
And whether it comes to fruition, a lot of tangibles with that, with, you know,
hockey, football.
Right. It's such a sports town.
It's a sports town first.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, sorry if you have a gig on Saturday night.
Yeah.
This coming.
Saturday. Good luck.
Night,
we're currently wondering if
you're right,
we
last
have
night.
To cancel.
Or after last week, it could be okay. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we're worried that we have to cancel our first of the year Scarfire Artist Showcase because apparently the Steelers are going to be in the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know about that. And I'm like, man, I got all these artists booked. That's going to be great. But if they make it, I have to cancel. And that's one thing that we have to combat here in the music scene in Pittsburgh is how do we get a steel town with a sport problem to give a crap about music, you know, and
have losing teams. I mean, seriously, that's the answer. But typically you don't, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you start booking late June till September, I think you'll be okay during baseball season.
But yeah.
Damn it.
That's typically when those gigs start to pick up for us.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Amazing. So you just did this, it sounds like around Thanksgiving you had the transition over.
Yep.
To
that was
Spotify
my 30th
Media.
Birthday present to myself.
Oh, was
my
it?
LLC,
well,
yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank
belatedly.
You.
So that's pretty awesome. And was it a step in the progression of what you had dreamt up when you created Scarfire Radio, or is it just the times necessitated it? What inspired all of this?
A little column A, a little column B. When I started my journey in radio, if you will, I was on TikTok during the pandemic just trying to be connected with people and say, hey, listen, there's cool music out there. You should look at it. And I've made the joke for the last decade, I'm going to monopolize the music scene someday. You'll see my name in lights and I'll own this joint. That was the joke I made as a kid. But as I'm going, I'm realizing that to monopolize doesn't necessarily mean to have control over it. It means to have a hand in everything. So in a way, this is the natural progression of what Scarfire was meant to be because, you know, radio, I've learned the hard way that there's professionals who do this for a reason, and I am not one of those professionals. So I'm willing to fall into avenues in which I am stronger in and thrive in those areas. And I feel that with this transition of Scarfire, I can do just that. I can focus on me making music, on you making music, on me like doing the graphic designs and all the stuff that I find that's easy, that's fun, that's easy to learn. You know what I mean? So I definitely think a little column A, a little column B.
Okay. But you've got a drive, which I've seen that in the meetings that we've had and just getting to know you a little bit. And you've got a desire to share. Obviously, you're an artist on the music side, and so you have that passion and you understand what it means to be an artist and to try to get that music to other people.
Right.
But at the same time, you've had that drive to kind of give platforms, which is really awesome.
Yeah, I spent a long time as a young female musician who was being told all the wrong things by all the wrong people. I wasted my time. I'm now 30. I'm not as far as I'd like to be. I'm not as far as I feel like I should be. And that really gets to me, you know, and I'm not going to let that be the case for anybody anymore. And if that means that I got to be the old boy rebel with the music flag on my shoulder, you know, beating the system. And that's what I'm going to do, because there's so much art and so much talent in this world that doesn't get that recognition that it deserves. And that just does not sit right with me. And I don't like that.
Well, I think you fit into this room very, very well.
So, we might have talked about that a time or two.
Yeah. We're visiting with Megan Pennington tonight from Scarfire Media and also Moonshine Jasmine.
That's right.
The band. And in the next segment here, we'll get in depth about the album. But you have some new material that you've already released or is going to be forthcoming as well, correct?
Yes, we are beyond excited to say that we're getting ready to go back to studio next month. We're going to be recording a single called Crazy Out There. It's probably our newest song that we've written as a band so far. And it's going to bring a little bit of a different sound to what we've gotten so far, because if you've come to a show lately, you'll see that I don't play my guitar on stage anymore. I've been having some issues with my shoulder, so I shopped out for a rhythm guitarist, and he brings that, like, new age, Grateful Dead kind of hippie flair that I've been really looking for Moonshine Jasmine. So we're going to be adding a lot more new, you know, waves of like rap, maybe some harmonies and some different guitar things. So Crazy Out There's kind of be that transition point from here's what you got, here's what we're becoming. And I love playing it. It's so much fun. It's such a dynamic piece when it's done, and when it's finally ready to be listened to, I'll have to shout out Mr. Small's Theater or Mr. Small's Recording Studio, because they have been very kind to say, hey, we want to record this one. So thank you to those guys.
Well, you're going to give us a little sample of the song. You are going to pick up the guitar and perform in the studio. Crazy Out There. Let's give it a listen.
I'm so excited to show you guys.
It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
So watch this whole place burn down. Side to the game attack, too many bills for this empty bag, and the kids won't go to sleep. I'm too scared to focus, and I'm too tired to fight. If all I got is us tonight, then I'm doing alright. So dance with me, baby, it's crazy out there. Well, I got this guitar tuned right and my tires are pumped with air. And if we don't leave now, we'll never leave this town. So dance with me, baby, it's crazy out there. Yeah, they're fighting over morals, are they even keeping score? Never seen a cut so deep. And I don't care what you do, be kind to the world around you. Why's this life gotta be so mean? Well, I'm too scared to focus, and I'm too tired to fight. If all I got is us tonight, then I'm doing alright. So dance with me, baby, it's crazy out there. Well, I got that guitar tuned right and my tires are pumped with air. And if we don't leave now, we'll never leave this town. So dance with me, baby, it's crazy out there, let's dance. I'm too scared to focus, and I'm too tired to fight. If all I got is us tonight, then I'm doing alright. I'm doing alright. Yeah, I'm doing alright. So dance with me, baby. Crazy out there. But I got that guitar tuned right and my tires are pumped with air. And if we don't leave now, we'll never leave this town. So dance with me, baby, it's crazy out there. I said, now dance with me, baby, it's awful crazy out there. And I got that guitar tuned right and my tires are pumped with air. And if we don't leave now, we may never leave Butler, baby. So dance with me, baby, it's crazy out there. Dance with me, baby, it's crazy out there. I said, now dance with me, baby, it's crazy out there. On this green Cause negativity only brings you down, and the haters only wanna see you drown, but they don't see the floaties. So do what it is that you do best, and go ahead and stick it to the rest. Cause the star still shines on a cloudy night. Someone's crying the blues. Everybody's a critic these days, but nobody wants to put in the work. So the next time that somebody tries blowing out your candle, just smile real big and pull out your pack of matches. Cause negativity only brings you down, and the haters only wanna see you drown, but they don't see the floaties. So do what it is that you do best, and go ahead and stick it to the rest. Cause the star still shines on a cloudy night. The haters gonna hate cause they don't know how to play the game. And everybody wants to be a beast till it's time to do what beasts do. And what do beasts do? Negativity only brings you down, and the haters only want to see you drown, but they don't see the floaties. So do what it is that you do best, and go ahead and stick it to the rest. Cause the star still shines on a cloudy night. Oh, shine on, shine on, shine. Oh, shine. Oh, shine. Shine on.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions, in this coming segment brought to you by Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler. And we just heard two songs back-to-back live in the studio with Megan Pennington of Moonshine Jasmine. We heard Crazy Out There, which was a cool little tune. I love some of the lines in there. And then we heard Starshine, which is a song that I know I've heard you play before.
Yes.
Probably on this show, I think. Or maybe
the band jam.
The band jammed Moonshine Jasmine. So it was a familiar tune to me. But I'll tell you what, I love the positivity with attitude. You know?
It's my whole MO.
Yeah.
I like playing Starshine because a few years back, I played it once at I think it was Liberty Corner Tavern, and Utah was there. And he goes, I really like that song. So every time I get a chance to play for the big man himself, I like to play that one live.
Oh, that's fantastic. Again, this will be, now Starshine, is that to come or was that part of the more recent album release?
With Starshine, it's funny that I decided to play this one, and it kind of goes into tandem what we're going to hear a little bit later. I am working on some stuff with the band pretty heavy, but it's been so long since I've recorded just a Megan Pennington track that I'm kind of working on a bit of a solo project, too. The first song we released was Believe Me. We'll get to hear that a little bit later. But Starshine isn't done yet. That's going to be mixed into that solo project. I'm kind of trying to do more of like a country bluegrass thing. It's been a really long time since I've kind of danced with that music. And I miss that Nashville flair that I was going for way back when. So I'm kind of going with that. I've been working with Dave Staub. He's a bluegrass musician from Pittsburgh, but he's got a lot of connections all over the area. And Todd Wilkins of Listen Up Sound Recording has been nothing but a dream. I've thrown him Janis Joplin music. I've thrown him country music. And he's just like, whatever, man. I'm happy to be here. So, yeah, I'm very excited to show you guys the solo project as it comes to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can label it country music right now because it'll be just about all the above.
Yeah. We have Shaboozy after all.
That's right. It's a melting pot, as I call it. But so tell me who's in the band now. I mean, who is Moonshine Jasmine with you?
So now it's me. Obviously, I am the lead singer. I don't play an instrument unless I have to. Because of my shoulder. I hate saying that I'm old now, but I have Tyler Feathers on bass. He's still holding it down. We've got Alex Wisniewski on lead guitar. He's been with us since we kind of picked up the full band sound.
I love his style, and I've talked to him individually about that. He's got a really good group, really good sound.
Cool dude, great sound. Love working with him. And then his best friend, Ben Osman, is our official drummer. He's with us. Sometimes he's hard to get a hand on, though, because he's refurbishing a houseboat. And he's just like the coolest pirate drummer I've ever met in my life. So sometimes you'll see him. More often than not, you'll see him. But sometimes you'll also see our side drummer, Sarah Husser, who comes in and sings and drums with us. And then we've got Austin Reardon, who plays rhythm guitar now. And later down the road, he'll be adding in some vocals and some rap and other things like that. So that's now a five-piece.
Cool. Yeah. So it's been fun to see the evolution because from the moment I saw you perform as an individual, but how Moonshine Jasmine has become this entity, and it's just kind of like Scarfire Media now.
Yeah.
A growing entity. But you just got some fantastic musicians. Now, how did you come across your new rhythm guitarist?
So every Monday night, I host an open mic night at Scarpaces in Mount Washington. And that attracts a lot of very eclectic musicians. I'm now really good friends with I think they call themselves reggae. It's like that like hippie reggae type stuff. Mm-hmm. Tim, who fronts Keystone Vibe, is friends with Austin, who is a solo performer. They were at the bar one night. I said, "You guys look like a couple of people who like listening to Jerry Garcia." We started hanging out, and when we were, you know, after the open mic, I had made mention that I was looking for some new musicians to network with. Austin said, I do that. And I said, great, let's make it happen. And from me taking his solo tracks and putting them on Scarfire to then finding out he also plays guitar, I said, well, why don't you come be in my band? So now he's in our band. And I'm very thankful to be able to say so because he has just brought such a beautiful light to the band, not only in the way that he plays, but he's just got such a jovial personality. You know, it's exactly what we needed.
So to find the music of Moonshine Jasmine and some of the new material, and we'll talk about the songs you're going to have played that you've recorded, where do people seek Moonshine Jasmine?
Well, we are building up our Instagram. I'm very proud to say so. You can find us on Instagram at Moonshine Jasmine Band. We're on Facebook. We're on all streaming platforms. Again, we're finally back up on streaming, so you can find us anywhere that you listen to your music. And of course, you can visit moonshinejasmine.com. That's our official website that takes you to everything, including the EPK.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just checking it out here.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Scarfire Media, and I'm curious, where did the name, how did you come settle on Scarfire? That's a really, I love that name.
So I suppose that this show, the theme is every time I say Grateful Dead, you take a shot. I've been a huge fan for a long time, and I listen to a lot of their live shows, and they'll do things like they'll mash song names together, Help Slip Frank, and, you know, like China Ride or things like that. So I took Scarlet Begonias and Fire on the Mountain, put it together, Scarfire Media.
Yeah. All right. So now, listeners, every time you hear Scarfire, you do a shot.
Maybe a future trivia question.
There you go.
Or grassroots, depending on how far you want to go on a Sunday night when you got to work on a Monday.
We're musicians. We're off in the morning, yeah. Right?
That's a really cool story, though. I'm glad I asked that question. So what are we going to find with Scarfire Media when we go to the site? You have availability for musicians. I'm sure a musician out there, they want some exposure, reach out to you.
Yes. So when you visit scarfireradio.net, you can find the podcast network where you can reach out to our hosts individually to show your interest in being on their shows. There's links to their social media pages and their contacts, as well as the streaming for the network itself. You'll be able to listen in and check out some of the other things we have. In terms of what we offer, we have the Independent Musicians Catalog. If you go onto that tab, that's where you find all of the hardworking musicians that are out there with their social media links. You click on them and you can hit them up for booking needs. In addition, on the vice versa, we've got Find a Venue. That's where musicians who are looking to make money can reach out to venues that have been confirmed to have booked independent music and are currently doing so. So you can find their social media, reach out to them. If you are in the market for finding a DJ and or a photographer because you've got a wedding or an event coming up, Scarfire Media also offers DJ services in tandem with photography services. So you'll find the ability to book those. We are open for bookings, and we will travel anywhere in the continental United States for those occasions. So please don't hesitate to hit us up. We do have a merch line. Scarfire Media does have a merch line, including some really cool things like fire pit socks. And we have a little mouse pad that says Jim Skiff is the most interesting man in the world, which is true. So we've got a lot of really cool things. And then you can just find out about our story. You know, I like to be very transparent about what we do and what we're all about, because everybody on my team, we are musicians helping musicians. So everybody that works with me and for me deserves to be heard just as well. Cool. So, yeah.
So you refer to the people that are surrounding you at Scarfire Media. Who are some of the names? I know Craig Veltri has done some work, right?
Craig Veltri is one of my hosts and one of my left-hand man, if you will. His partner, Kat Keller, has joined our team. She'll be bringing some really great stuff in the world of philanthropy. We've got Tyler Feathers, who officially is Tyler Cannon. He co-owns the company with me. We've also got Jim Skiff, who helps me host Fire Pit. And we've got Malik Long, who hosts the Cool Podcast. And on the back end, we've also got Brittany Platt, who helps with social media and PR.
Great, yeah. Man. Sounds like an incredible fun venture because you're exposing so many people, but so many people are entwined as well. It's not just you trying to put out all of this content at one time,
right?
And especially the new angle on it. I guess that does that take a little bit of pressure off because now it's a podcast scenario? I think people understand or have become understanding of what that realm is.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's less stressful in the fact that, for one, we're not spending near as much money as we were. But two, more importantly, I don't have to feel as discouraged on a Monday night at 8 p.m. when I'm looking at the numbers and nobody tuned in for a fire pit. You know, I can look at 75 downloads and realize, yeah, when people had time and it's convenient in this world of instant gratification, like, that means something. So I feel like it feels better in the long run, for sure. It's definitely not as discouraging as this is starting to, you know, flourish.
Cool. Well, we wish you the best of luck in the near future and beyond with Scarfire Media and, of course, Moonshine Jasmine. Anything on the docket for the band itself coming up here in the next few weeks? I know this is airing here toward mid-January.
Well, like I said, we've got the recording session coming up, and we don't really have any big gigs. So if you know somebody, you know who to call, Moonshine Jasmine. Yes, I'm looking at Utah for this one.
Well, you can catch you February 7th at River Forest Country Club
myself,
for happy hour at the grill.
Come
down and check
myself
out a solo Megan Pennington show.
Yes, cool. Please check out a solo Megan Pennington show. I don't get to do that very often, and I feel like nowadays people kind of forget that I do that. So come see me. Let's hang out, and I'll play some Moonshine Jasmine songs. I'll play some of my own songs. I'll play some of your favorite songs.
Well, you won't be disappointed. I know that from seeing you play numerous times. You're a fun artist, and like I said, positivity with attitude, and some of the lines you put together are just so well written.
Thank you.
So,
congratulations.
And strength and endurance, because if you recall, I think you had a child. And then you played the singer-songwriter.
I did.
In the round that next day?
I did. It was...
Or that day.
It was two days later.
2 days later.
Yeah. And I was sitting in the hospital like, I need to get out of here because if I miss Utah, he's going to be so mad
no,
at
I'm
me.
I'm not going to be mad
well,
at you.
I, in my mind, I'm like, he's going to be mad.
I was totally prepared for you not being there.
The whole last band jam, I'm working the Shady Lady tent. Aren't you that girl that came 3 days after having your baby? And I say, yep, I look good now, don't I?
Now that's dedication right there to your craft. So, well, awesome. We have two more songs. These are recorded.
Yes.
Are these from the more recent album then?
So, Believe Me is my solo track, and Done Running is a Moonshine Jasmine track. So, okay. I'm giving you the best of both worlds.
Gotcha.
Believe Me is the track that I'm leading with the solo project. We've got Ray Bruckman and John DeCola on this track, as well as Dave Staub playing some instrument parts. This is just a down-home country girly pop song that I'm really proud to bring to the table. WYP liked it, so I hope you guys like it as well.
Okay. Well, we like it then. And Done Running, how did that evolve?
Done Running, I call my magnum opus, if you will. I've been doing music professionally since I was 19 years old. I'm now 30. And as I mentioned earlier, I let a lot of the wrong people tell me the wrong things, and I listened to a lot of the wrong advice. So Done Running is basically my declaration of I'm not listening to those bad people anymore. This is now my life, and I'm going to live it the way I'm supposed to.
As you should.
Yeah.
Good advice. Megan Pennington, thanks for the visit here tonight.
Thank you.
Megan Pennington, Moonshine Jasmine, Scarfire Media. Check out all of the above. And, well, we've got two songs in the studio to give you a great example of it right now. The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Fly my flag and toss my hair and have myself a good Rosa's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Rosa's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar tonight, Thursday, January 16th, the legendary Don Keys. There's a lot of people looking for that cat. He'll be live and in person at the Rock Ann Haven in Butler beginning at 7 p.m. 2B's Acoustic will be at the Steel Mill, Franklin Street in Slippery Rock, Friday, January 17th from 7 to 10. Then they'll be at Donnie's at the Core, Colony Drive in Irwin, Saturday the 18th, also from 7 to 10. And on Saturday, January 25th, catch the Noble Hops with special guests The Rumble at Heroes in Katanning. The Rock Done Right Tour hits Main Street in downtown Butler on February 1st for the Southern Fried Rock Show at the historic Penn Theater, featuring Gary Burke III, the Shiners, and the Noble Hops. Presented by Shady Lady Productions. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, on Thursday, January 16th, don't miss a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night featuring Cook McCoy. All happening at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport at 7:30. Friday, January 17th, how about a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest in Freeport with food and drink specials along with live music from Alyssa Hankey. Gets underway at 6 and it's open to the public. Saturday, January 18th, the 11th Frame Local Live Music Series continues featuring the Mr. Miyagi Band. Gets underway at 9 o'clock and there's no cover with Miller Lite specials. And Saturday, January 18th as well, join the Noble Hops live at Biker Brew House over in Youngstown. Hop on over and hang with Utah and Sleeves of the Noble Hops for an acoustic show at Biker Brew House.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. One of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, represented by Shady Lady Productions, and our thanks to Bill Damiano of Build the Scene, and also Chad Geibel of the Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler, helping to present our local music show here tonight, and a fun get-together with Megan Pennington and Utah. We're talking about the talent in this region. There's somebody that, like Rocky Lamondi, who we just had on to kick off the new year, is helping to showcase those local musicians, and one fine musician in her own right as well, whether it's solo or Moonshine Jasmine. Wow, some great tunes.
She's driven. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So, and it's just another example of the great local music scene, the artistry that is here right in front of us, and hopefully you will get out and see some of those shows. You heard lots of great opportunities on the concert calendar. And again, if you're a local band out there and you'd like to be included on that, it's very simple. Email us at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. It stands for Butler County Radio Network, BCR Network, grassroots, all one word. Email it over and get us on. 2B's Acoustic, take advantage of it and take it on every week. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
And of course, you've got the Rock Done Right Tour for 2025 hitting high gear February 1st with the Southern Fried Rock Show, a great lineup at the historic Penn Theater, Main Street, downtown Butler.
Yeah, looking forward to that, man. Gary Burke III and the Shiners and the Noble Hops, and I'm going to rock it up.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Going to be a good night. And, of course, Heroes, Noble Hops, and the Rumble on the 25th. Cool to see. I love the Handlebar Cafe. And good to see John Rickard, Zach Rovito. Talk about two talented gentlemen getting together for a show on Saturday the 18th. Wow. But I love the Handlebar Cafe. My wife and I go there.
Oh, I'll tell you what. They have this pizza there. I forget the name of it, but Yeah, I can't go there.
Is it the deep
dish
one?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I just, I'm already struggling, and this is really hard because I drive by there a lot. Yeah. And I'm like, and I'm like, no, don't do it, don't do it. And yeah, this cool little place there, right there in Saxonburg on Dinner Bell Road. Just check it out. Kind of cool. And they do a lot of acoustic music there. So
yeah. And of course, Shady Ladies, you know, doing a great job promoting a lot of different locations. And I saw your main post for the 11th Frame, the live local music series, and what a lineup you've got planned for this year up there.
Yeah, we're mixing it up a little bit. Got some new talent coming in there, and looking forward to it. And we're only booked up through May currently. Got to fill out that we kind of shift things in the summertime there. It moves outside.
Yeah,
so it's not like the full band type stuff, but looking forward to it. Yeah, they've been fun. They've been great to work with.
Yeah. And I heard rumor that the legendary Don Keyes is coming back to the neighborhood. They're going to allow him across the border of Butler County again.
Where's that at, Bob?
At the Rock and Haven,
really?
On the
when?
16th.
Oh, really?
Does he still owe you money?
Huh. I wonder. All right.
I'll let you borrow my crowbar.
All right. Well, I'm going to get with my people and say we need to be at the Rock and Haven on the 16th. Thank you for that.
Thursday, January 16th.
Thank you.
There you go. Hey, let's get to some music before we wrap things up. Don't forget Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming in August.
Yep, and general admission tickets for the festival itself will be on sale soon, and as will the lineup. And we're kind of rebuilding our website a little bit right now, so be patient. We ran into some financial constraints with our previous hosting folks. We're kind of switching it over because we're not made of money.
Yeah. And the same thing with our stream for Spotify.
Unbelievable.
Working on that. But.
There's other people who do exactly what we do that is on Spotify. So I'm still not sure why we got the boot.
I have a feeling it's radio station connection. It's got to be. I don't know. It's weird. But, yeah. Can't share music on Spotify.
Yeah, isn't that something? All you artists out there listening, yeah, we're not allowed to share your music through this show on Spotify.
Yeah, so I don't know. But, hey, the music's still there, and it's here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
And we're working to get back to archiving the shows. You know, I'm bummed that we weren't able to archive the interview we did with Jazz Byers. I mean, what an adventure that guy has had, right?
And just as coming off of it, you decided after 7 days with 11 people, those 10 of them were leaving, and he went, yeah, I'm hooking up with another group, and I'm going back to the South Pole.
Amazing. Amazing, yeah.
I mean, and what beautiful pictures he's had. What a story he will have to tell coming back. I mean, just an adventure extraordinaire that many people probably couldn't fathom, and he pulled it together, and he's doing it fantastically.
Well, what do you say? Only about 300 people a year do this out of the entire world. So, and I would, maybe some of them are repeats even in that 300, but it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so congratulations, Jazz, on a great trip. It's been fun following it, I know that. I've been sharing it with my whole family. I was just amazed the sights that he's been sending over. So, cool stuff. Yeah. Well, let's get to some music here.
All right.
You got something, kind of a post-punk, post-hardcore band, if you will. Give you a little bit of a Tool vibe, if you will. But they just released their debut album. And they are led by a gentleman named Joey Vesely, if I'm saying his name right. Joel Grimes. They've got a couple other members of the band. They're a five-piece. But they just had a CD release show at Mr. Small's right before the holiday season. They're called Trace Remains, and I think you'll dig this. Their debut album was called Leverage the Tides, but this is a cool song from it called Sold My Soul that I came across.
All right, and we'll take the show out with a newer band that I've been introduced with myself over the holidays at a Christmas party. I met someone named James Keller. Come to find out, he has a band named Keller. I believe they're down West Virginia way. But we're going to have them on as guests here, I think, coming up in March.
Cool.
And we'll throw one of their songs on here called Name.
And we name our show the Grassroots Show, and we're presented by Shady Lady Productions. And we name every Sunday night at 7 o'clock an opportunity for you to come share some local music with us on The Rock Station 97.7. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Station.
I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. All around in my hometown, they're trying to track me. Say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy. But I say, I shot the sheriff, but I swear. Depth.
rock stations don't like us.
They think you're different.
But that won't stop us.
Every now and then we have to break the rules.
Your rock station, 97.7.
When I'm lying in my bitterness, I don't want to grow. Nothing ever seems to turn it right, and I don't want to grow. How do you move in a world with fog that's always changing things? Makes me wish that I could be a dog. When I see the price of you pay, I don't want to grow. I don't ever want to be that way. And I don't wanna grow. Seems that folks turn into things that they never want. The only thing to live for is today. I'm gonna put a hole in my TV set. I don't wanna grow. Open up the medicine chest. I don't wanna grow.
So good.
Is your rock collection.
The Rock Station 97.7. Listen live to your rock station.
I got the app.
I got the app.
And download the app for iOS and Android.
I just press play and it rocks.
From our website, 977rocks.com.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Contemporary music has a modern, upbeat sound, usually from albums that are currently popular.
This is your rock station. 97.7.
Do you wanna be my girlfriend? I'll take you to a movie that we've already seen, or sit out.